is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Bill Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Bill Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbillroofing.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current underwriting guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home from a trip, the best one is your own money. Motel 6 is still the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for anytime. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air.
FM. Full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
Tender Cube Spike.
Oh, we gotta call her.
We're about to get
somebody just asked me about her. Just a couple of days ago, somebody said, how can you call the lunch lady anymore? And I said, Dan, should I drop the ball?
Oh, the last time I called her like two or three times, and it was the same.
Listen to this.
It was the same one, and then I completely forgot
about
it.
Hopefully she's okay.
Yeah. Listen to Dan. Trying to defend his incompetence.
No, but this was a couple months ago.
The audience to all know the reason you don't hear from the lunch lady like you should? Somebody forgets it. His name's Dan Strauss. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the July 23rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. I know a lot about this place. If you see my house, you'd know why I know so much about them.
Hey!
All right. Round and round we go. Where we stop, only I know. Ted Mack's Original Amateur Hour. Peon's too young to know about it, but it's a great, great talent show on television called Ted Mack's Original Amateur Hour. At the control board. Well, that music seems very loud to me. Maybe
what?
It's just me. That's nothing. Eon,
my hearing's
peon.
Bad today.
Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
The man who is responsible for you not hearing the lunch lady as often as you'd like to, the one, the only Dan Strauss in the house. With his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so fine, Dan.
I've never heard of it.
What?
Oh, Rat Boy said he loves float. You're just talking about float trips.
Yeah.
He loves float trips. And once a year, he and his buddy pack up their stuff and float down the what river?
Cheese.
Cheese River. Where
the
is
cheese
it?
Cheese River.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it either. I think you're making it up, but I don't think there is such a river. Not even funny.
No.
You know, we like normally,
can't even make a joke out of it.
Normally we like for this segment to be funny. That's not funny. And by the way, I'm not responsible. If it's not a funny bit about cheese, that's not my fault. That's all Rat Boy. Here's something that's not funny, but boy, is it impressive. The polka music of Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bruce and the boys had a gig last week, and Bruce was telling me that Harold, the trumpet player, one of the trumpet players, you know what a mute is.
Right.
Wah, 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 changes the sound of it. Somehow, en route, they misplaced or lost the mute for his trumpet, and he said Rat Boy saved the show because Rat Boy carved out a mute. What'd you carve it out of?
Cheese.
Out of cheese. He made a cheese mute.
Yeah.
Saved the show. That's not even that funny.
It's still not funny.
Wow.
No, it's not. Tried to save it. It didn't work. We're brought to you by Bill Cleveland's on the way, by the way. And I did see the snow cone video. Did you see
it? Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It's tremendous.
Good?
Bill Cleveland on the road, his segment on the Rio Syrup Company and snow cones and shaved ice. It's really good. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, I said if you'd see my house, you'd know why I know about Thompson Price. Compared to, like, celebrity homes and athlete homes, you know, my house is no big deal. I've been in it 27 years. But the reason the house, to me, doesn't look 27 years old is about 16, 17 years ago, we had Thompson Price redo the kitchen. Now, if we hadn't done that, that house would look 40 years old because it was really dark. I mean dark cabinets, dark everything, old tile countertops. And then here comes Tom Price out to the house 17 years ago. And he's got his tape measure and his notebook, and he starts measuring and looking and talking to us. And the next thing we know, he comes out with a set of honest-to-goodness real blueprints like an architect would put together so we could see what the new kitchen would look like. And then just a mere few weeks after that, that's done, and we have a new kitchen. And a year later, we said, how about that bathroom downstairs? Let's let them see what they can do with that. And they did. Then we said, how about the bathroom upstairs? And a year or two later, they did that. And then another two or three years after that, when we added on to the house and we put a new master bedroom and bathroom on, guess who we put in charge of the bathroom? Thompson Price. So they've done a lot of work over the years in our house. So I know what kind of work they do, and I know what kind of work they could do for your house. The highest quality work. If you want anything less, don't call them. You want a $5,000 kitchen? Don't call them. You want something that looks good, but underneath the surface, it's really not that great? Don't call them. And don't call them if you're going to try to get them to cut corners and do things the cheap way. They don't do that. Quality. They want that kitchen or that bathroom to be impressive, not just to other people, but to you many, many, many years from now. Take a look at their website, go in their showroom, and then when you see both those things, you will have looked at about 1/1,000th of the possibilities for your kitchen, your bathroom, because they need your ideas along with their ideas. ThompsonPrice.com. From downtown St. Louis, the writer, the producer, the videographer, the editor of Bill Cleveland on the Road, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi, a great app and the best way ever to get yourself a good, clean Laclede cab quickly. STL Taxi. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow, what an introduction. Hello, good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing?
A great segment on snow cones.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. We should probably point out that, you know, people hear me doing this dumb crap every afternoon. The videos are nothing like what I do here.
No, let's make that.
They're actually very
good. Let's make that clear. If you think, yeah, it's a good point. Don't judge his videos by this segment.
Quality's night and day.
Night and day. Videos are good, and then there's this. Okay.
Well, everybody's had some time now to calm down from the big royal baby news yet.
No, I'm not. Right? I'm still excited.
Oh, I'm really.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, the media, as usual, completely out of control. And I don't know. I think they kind of crossed a little bit of a line. For example, Diane Sawyer last night was the one that actually cut the umbilical cord.
Oh, boy. That's getting too involved.
Everybody's relieved, not that the baby's healthy, but that it doesn't have Charlie's ears.
No
Charlie's ears. Oh, crap.
Yeah, we got it.
No mistake Charlie. Like that on those video segments, by the way.
No.
Disgraced congressman and now New York City mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner held a press conference just a few moments ago after more of those nude photos of him surfaced. Press conference, maybe you saw it on TV, was completely packed. In fact, it looked like it was kneeling room only.
Oh, I get it.
And on Monday, President Obama met with a group of celebrities who want to promote Obamacare. White House says it's the most important thing to the president. Celebrities, not Obamacare.
Yeah.
And some are complaining that Congress is too slow to approve cabinet nominees.
I disagree.
Yeah. They might be on to something today. They just approved Grover Cleveland's Commerce Secretary.
That is slow.
Somebody just sent me a text message right in the middle of that. I hope you didn't hear it. And finally this afternoon.
Yeah, but it kind of threw you off a little.
No, I'm professional.
That explains why the last bit wasn't funny.
Yeah,
that text message.
Yeah, that explains it. Yeah. Well, archaeologists have recently discovered some of the world's oldest writings.
Ooh.
They're not 100% certain, but they believe it. It may, in fact, be Frank's first radio contract.
Wow.
That hurt. That hurt. Oh, man. I can take it.
Wow.
Just kidding. Right. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland, the Big 550 KCRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. See, this is what I don't understand in life. I compliment him.
Yeah.
Talk about a great. And then he jabs me.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the back. That old age thing.
Man. Right in the back.
Yeah. The old writings may have been part of Frank's original contract. Ha, ha, ha.
Now, did you want me to call the lunch lady right this second here? I will call her.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
What the heck? Everybody likes the lunch lady. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. That'll teach me to be nice to him.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, for those stations listening who are interested, I don't have a contract. Haven't had for a long time. I'm available. Okay, here comes the lunch lady. I've missed her. No hurry.
Why, y'all. Hello there. How are you? Well, today we are going to have, oh my word, y'all, homemade spaghetti with meatballs.
Oh, hell.
Garlic bread.
Oh, man.
A salad, and for dessert, fruit gelatin.
Yuck.
And push that button on the side of your bed and ask for some ice cream.
Ooh, push that
now,
button.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Sure does, lunch lady. What happened to mashed potatoes and gravy?
On top of spaghetti.
Oh, boy.
All covered with cheese. I like my true meatballs when somebody sneezed.
I'll guarantee you she had a husband and killed
rolled
himself.
Rolled off the table.
Yeah, her husband killed himself.
And onto the street. Oh, come on, everybody, stand up just for a second.
Okay.
But come on.
Brother.
Let's get that blood flowing. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes. Knees and toes.
No, knees.
If you're a wheelchair,
knees, right, boy.
Just touch your knees.
Yeah.
Knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
If I lived with her, I'd kill myself.
Now, didn't that feel good?
No.
Ooh.
And after lunch, take about 15 minutes and walk.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And that'll make it, you know. Make you do more work. Yes, it will. But have a gorgeous day.
Yeah, what are you
because, saying? You know, I guess I'll try. Mm. Okay, love ya. You know the lunch lady does. Lunchy. Bye now.
Lunchy.
Is that her new tagline?
Lunchy.
Maybe that's her new slogan she's using.
Lunchy.
Wow.
Lunchy out.
She's. How do you explain that we like to hear something that irritating?
I don't know.
And it's hard to explain. It's really irritating, and we still like it. So that's the lunch lady. Thank goodness that Kate is home with that baby, because I'm sick of looking at the door of that hospital all this time. And then this is the part I like. They just, I mean, like 5 minutes ago, we have a TV monitor in here, and they put on the screen a quote, which I'm assuming is a tweet from Kate or a statement released. And here it is. It's such a special time. That's it. Is that newsworthy? It's such a special. You know what? I would love to see them saying, and Kate has issued a statement, knock it off, everybody. It's just a baby.
Yeah, really.
I would love to see that.
That would be great.
And then earlier today, they said that she'd issue a statement. Here it is, quote, we are thrilled over the birth of our new son. She didn't issue that. Her publicity people, PR people did. You got to understand, these people, when you read, and Alec Baldwin has issued this statement, he didn't issue squat. Somebody does it for them. Now, as long as we're talking about this royalty thing, which I'll never understand, what does this really mean? And they say it all the time. They said it today. God save the queen. Save her from what? Is she drowning? God save the queen. First of all, the queen that had the baby, yet today they're going, God save the queen. What does that mean? Why do they say that? Save her from what? Those Brits.
They're crazy.
It's the anthem used by the number of Commonwealth realms, their territories, and the British Crown dependencies.
I have no idea.
So maybe it's like their national anthem.
But they say it. They're not singing it. God save the Queen. It's stupid. Okay. Hello to everybody at Ameren. I'm impressed with Ameren. I knew you guys and women, you get beat up a lot by people. Those Ameren people, it took 3 hours to get our power back. I'm not one of those critics. I say you're doing a great job. I saw some guys today on the way here, an Ameren truck, and they're up on a pole, and it was obvious somebody lost power. My impression of them is, for the most part, they're there pretty fast, and they do what they do pretty well. So, way to go. Good for you, Ameren. For whatever reason, and I mentioned this to Dan and maybe to Peon, but yesterday I thought of a shooting, since shooting seems to be a big topic these days. I thought of a shooting in this country that happened several years ago, and it's one of the very few times, if not the only time, where somebody was gunned down who was unarmed, and there was never really much of an investigation because nobody, including the police, really cared. They were all kind of glad the guy got killed. And it's that Skidmore, Missouri bully.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I
don't think there's ever been another case where the police just kind of went, oh, well, he's dead. And does anybody know who did it? No. Okay. Case closed.
What was his name? Buford.
Buford Tosser was the walking tall.
Yeah, that was walking
tall. Look it up. Look at Skidmore, Missouri bully. Just type that in Google. It was, it was with a K, something with a K.
And the entire town just L. Shut up. They're just like, I don't know. We didn't see anything.
And a bunch of the men in town just thought.
Ken McElroy.
McElroy. Yeah, we've had enough of this guy. So they catch him coming out of a restaurant or bar or something. And they all just have their rifles and shotguns. And it's like a firing squad. They just Swiss cheese this guy. And they get in their trucks and drive away.
Yeah. And the movie was what, in broad daylight?
And to this, day, nobody's talking.
No.
Nobody knows anything.
No.
You know anything? No. They just know he's out of the picture. Everybody hated this guy.
Boy, he was a jerk, too.
A suggestion to advertisers who advertise on TV. Keep your kids off the commercials.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw a commercial this morning. It may be the worst commercial I've ever seen in my life. And I don't want to get too specific, but it was a bunch of kids talking about their dad. And if Dad were here, he sure wouldn't. It's kind of like Dad's away on a buying trip, and we're giving everything. And, boy, if Dad were here, he'd be mad. And then all of a sudden, Dad pops on the screen. Hi, kids. And they go, oh, and they run. Oh, my goodness. It's horrible. It's horrible.
That's how TV is selling.
You know who enjoys seeing your kids?
Oh, yeah. That's probably a selling point.
Oh, it is.
We'll put your kids on TV.
Bring everybody on. Bring the whole.
Do you know who watching cares about your kids? Nobody. Your family.
That's it.
Grandma's watching. All the kids were so cute on TV. None of the rest of us, unless your kids are adorable and it's really a cute commercial, which it's usually not.
That's right. Come down and see my dad. He'll make you a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And the acting has done so well, too, with everyone.
We'll give you the best deal in town. That's right, Becky. Our dad will make sure that you don't need to ever go anywhere else again.
Hey, you kids. You're not supposed to be on this commercial.
Oh, no. Dad's here.
Shut up, boy.
this disturbs me. Our receptionist, Alex, told us today, and Dan was there, and he and I discovered it's the same time. She went to get renew her driver's license.
Yeah, she renewed
So she goes to get a driver's license, and she says that now they give you a temporary piece of paper, and they mail you your driver's license. Wait a second. What happened to the last time I got a license? You go in, they took your picture, and boom, here's your license. I thought, hey, now this is, are we going backwards?
Yeah.
Why would you do away with that system?
Really?
That was to go back
one
to,
of the only benefits of
getting it right then.
I remember the last time I got my, I thought, you got to be kidding me. And they said, here, here's your license. I thought, what? And now, I guess that was too efficient.
I guess.
Too quick. They want to make you wait. So now you get a piece of paper and they mail it to you when they get around to it. I get great stories from my boys because they're in the restaurant business. So I get to hear great stories about, you know, restaurant employees. My older son called me today, and he just hired a new waitress, okay? And he says that she's really nice, and she has a tremendous resume, great references. And her first day on the job, she comes into his office and said, they're far away. She would never hear this. But she says to him, is there somewhere where I can take a, and her words were, a poo other than the employee bathroom?
A poo?
Yeah, and my son says, what? She said, can I take a poo somewhere other than, because they have an employee bathroom.
He's got a shy, she doesn't like to.
Well, he said, you can use, you know, the customers, they have a men's and women's room in the restaurant, you can use that. She said, oh, okay. So she chose that. Now, I said, what do you think that's about? I said, well, maybe.
She has a stink problem?
Yes, and maybe she would know. She doesn't want
She'd open the door after she come out and everybody would smell it.
And the other employees would know. Yeah. Or maybe she's just real shy and she just doesn't, whether the smell or not, either one, I don't know. But he said to me, I said, or maybe she's doing something illegal and she doesn't want the residual effects, like the smell of dope or the smell lingering when she comes out.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's very interesting. And then he proceeds to tell me, he said, because that has happened. He said, we had one girl that worked here, and he had long suspected that she was smoking a lot of dope. So she goes in the bathroom, and as soon as she comes out, he walks in. He owns the place. He can go in if no women are in there. And her footprints are on the top of the toilet lid where she got up and blew smoke into the vent. So she would stand on the toilet and smoke dope and blow it into the vent, hoping that, you know, the way. So he said as soon as he walked in, there were her footprints. They matched her shoes. He takes her out to the car, says, can I look in your car? There's dope, there's beer that she goes out and takes. He said, you're fired. Yeah, you're out of here. A great, I'm telling you, restaurants, there's some great stories in the restaurant business. But I think this girl is just a real sort of timid,
shy, worried about the.
Yeah. Now, today is National Hot Dog Day. And I know a quick trip, if you print out a coupon all day today, you go in with your coupon, you print it out online, you get a free hot dog. Sonic has something kind of like that. 7-Eleven, free 1/8-pound Big Bite hot dog. But again, you have to download some kind of coupon. Steve's Hot Dogs, I don't know what that is. On the Hill, you ever heard of it?
No.
No.
The Arch Dog is half price all day. It was until 4 p.m. That's over now. Here's the reason I mention it. No, thank you. I never order a hot dog.
Mm-mm.
Certain places I'll eat a hot dog.
No, I won't. I'll eat a hot dog if I have burned it.
Oh.
If I've charred it myself.
It's got to be.
Got to be burned to a crisp.
No, see,
yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat
the burnt hot dog. I have had a hot dog out, but it's been a chili dog.
at a game, ball game, but I still want to burn to it.
Oh, I love
even
burnt.
In the ball game. Ladies, get in here, please. National Hot Dog Day. Come on and get in here. Here's a hot dog for you.
Ooh, that's nice.
I like that hot dog.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy takes a new job, and he starts on a Thursday, and he works Thursday and Friday. And Monday morning, he calls in. He says, I can't come in. I'm sick. Okay, and that happens. So he comes in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He works, and buddy, what a tireless hard worker this guy is. The next Monday morning, he calls in again. I'm sick. I can't come in. I'm sick. This happens 4 Mondays in a row. And so the boss calls the foreman in and says, hey, what's the deal with this new guy? I just noticed on his timesheet, this guy, every Monday morning, he calls in and says he's sick. Well, what's the deal? And the foreman says, well, he's a great worker. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But, man, when he's here Tuesday through Friday, this guy does the work of 3 men. We really need him here. So this happens again another couple of Monday. Monday morning, I'm sick. So the boss calls him into his office on Tuesday, and he says, look, you seem to have some kind of problem coming in on Mondays. You're a good worker. I talked to your foreman. I'd hate to fire you, but I'm not going to have much choice here unless I get some explanation. What's the problem? Are you an alcoholic, a drug addict? What the heck? What's the deal? Every Monday, I'm sick. The guy says, no, I don't drink, and I don't do drugs. My brother-in-law, however, is a bad drunk. He drinks every weekend, all weekend, and then he beats my sister. So every Monday morning, I go over to make sure my sister is all right. And she puts her head on my shoulder, and she cries. And then one thing leads to another, and the next thing you know, I'm having sex with my sister. And the boss says, what? You have sex with your sister every Monday? He said, yeah, I told you I was sick.
All right, let's see how traffic's rolling along right now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Well, it's not really rolling in some areas, Dan. We've got several accidents. First of all, if you're traveling on northbound 270, it's just before Highway 370. An accident has the left lane blocked. You're backed up to St. Charles Rock Road. Then you go a little bit further where it turns into eastbound 270, just after 170, just a little bit east of that. You've got another accident that has the right lane blocked. So you've got slow area between St. Charles Rock Road and 370, then again from McDonald. Missouri Bottom through east of 170. Now we've got another accident. It's got Highway 44 shut down westbound near Highway 47 out in the St. Clair area, so you're getting long backups there. We're flying over westbound 70 and looking at slow traffic between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. You're heavy again 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. On westbound 64, the usual slowdowns to Hampton and McCausland. 270 out through Mason. You're slow again from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. And then you've got that slow area between 94 to a little bit west of Highway K where they had an earlier incident there. Southbound 270 still slowing Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And if you're coming in for baseball, eastbound 64 is slowing 141 through Mason. And coming over the Poplar Street Bridge, you're heavy from Tudor to the Poplar. This traffic report, speaking of hot dogs, is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Summer Pretzel Dog is a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium beef hot dog and put it in a soft pretzel bun. Top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Armuzu. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle, caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10, breaks the tackle to the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left, now moving back to his left side. Steps up, throws in the end zone, man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londop Jr. My family has been in the car business for over 75 years, and while the vehicles have changed, our commitment to service has remained constant. Whether you visit our dealership in person or online at Londop.com, at Johnny Londop Chevrolet, we treat you like family. We want to make sure your buying experience is fun. When you buy a vehicle from the Londoff family, you can be sure you will get the best price with the best experience possible. Check out these prices. Chevy Cruze, just $13,900. Chevy Sonic, just $12,500. Silverado pickups, just $15,900. The all-new Traverse, as low as $245 a month. Are you kidding me? And remember, St. Louis, nobody will give you more for your trade. I don't mean trade assistance or value-added pricing. I mean more cash, period. Visit us at Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, or shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Come in today and experience Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blues.
NMLS 1149.37. 15-year fixed rate 3.25. APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services, all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion, where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus, more likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing, and the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways they're arranging and that big thing that they're towing is their easy riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Fiery, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Ah, listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
For more information on the aggressively agile 2013 Acura RDX, visit stlouisacura.com and franklitaacura.com.
All right, normally we go right to Mike Evans. Dan Strauss, I notice, is not here. I find out he is down in the KTRS traffic center. Apparently there's some traffic bulletin. Dan, it sounds mighty busy down there. What's going on?
It is very busy, Frank. Northbound 270 at Olive is completely closed right now. That's northbound 270 at Olive, closed. There's an overturned vehicle there. So avoid that area. Northbound 270 at Olive is completely closed right now due to an overturned vehicle.
Well, the team, you can hear, is on it.
Oh, yeah,
they're on it.
Yeah, roving traffic reporter Greg Kornfeld, I think, was on that as well.
Oh, way to go, Corny. Step in the tube and come back up here. All right. There he is. Boy, that thing's so fast.
Man, it is fast.
All right, here we go.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Running a little late today, but this guy's a pro. He'll get her done in short order. He's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. You want it done right, get your money's worth. That's what you do. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Who is that reporter with Dan? Cornhole?
Yeah, great Cornhole.
Great Cornhole.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Parker's question, what is Matthew McConaughey paranoid of? Will avoid like the plague. Elevators, escalators, revolving doors. Answer in just a minute. Got a lot of television news for you. Surprising huge, huge ratings for Disney Channel's Teen Beach Movie. It was on Friday night. Had the biggest ratings of the night. What?
That
the cable
surprises
show
me.
Even beat all the networks. Teen Beach
Movie? Now, that
movie?
Really surprises me.
Hmm. Amazing. Biggest ratings for the season for Big Brother on Sunday night. You don't watch that, do you?
No.
You're missing. That's really good.
That's what you keep telling me.
Just want to make sure that everybody is on the same page and that almost all reality shows are scripted. For an example, what? All the Amish shows, Housewives, the Housewife shows, Mystery Diners, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Jersey Shore, Kardashians, Pawn Stars, Toddlers, Wife Swap, Miami Ink. I could go on. All those shows I mentioned, though, have union writers attached to them.
Not surprising.
That's crazy.
Getting louder. Paula Deen. Going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Paula Deen.
I think that's a smart move.
I do too. Absolutely. Two very old TV cartoon shows coming back. Do you remember Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Rocky.
Rocky
and
the Flying Squirrel.
Yeah.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
No. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
I have your voice.
I don't know.
I don't remember the Peabody thing.
Next oh,
yeah.
Go back to the Wayback Machine.
Mr. Peabody and his boy Sherman.
Yeah. And his boy Sherman was a human being and Peabody was a dog.
Yeah.
It's very cool. There's a ridiculous rumor that O.J. Simpson is getting out of jail and will appear on Charlie Sheen's Anger Management Show. Let me make this perfectly clear. O.J. Simpson is not getting out of jail.
Oh, crap.
I know. You'd be all right?
Yeah.
Well, he openly has admitted that he has made mistakes in his life.
Okay, then let him out.
You know, he admits he makes mistakes. Yeah,
let him out.
Anybody, and I get email letters from our listeners. And I've gotten several that want to know where they should go in L.A. to see stars and what beaches and all that.
Go outside at night. You'll see stars.
See what
yeah.
you did there?
See what I did there?
Yeah. But I thought everybody should know. Hollywood and Vine to Hollywood Boulevard and Vine to Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea. That's about 20 blocks, 15, 18 blocks maybe. The famous Walk of Stars where the stars are on the implanted, embedded into the sidewalks. is one of the most dangerous crime-ridden areas of Los Angeles.
Now, listen, I've actually been there, and I'm going to tell you something. It's one of the most disappointing things I ever saw. Yeah.
Stinky?
No, it is seedy. That's a
nasty.
Good word. It is.
They had two tourists murdered there, taking a picture of a homeless guy, pulled out a knife and stabbed them both to death.
Mm.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Katherine Jackson is nuts. Yesterday afternoon in court, she confirmed a story that I broke 10 years ago right here on the Franco Opinion Show, that the entire Jackson family had a huge secret drug intervention for Michael at Neverland. Then she turned around and insisted, but Michael really did not have any kind of drug problem.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why would you have an intervention if there's no drug problem? I don't get that. Sports! Shorts. 1 month ago today, right here on this show, I predicted the last place L.A. Dodgers would make it to the World Series. Well, certainly a long ways to the World Series. However,
and there's always a however in life.
As of this morning, in that 1 month since I last mentioned this, the L.A. Dodgers have gone from worst to first. This morning, the Dodgers woke up and they were in first place in the National League West.
Wow. You're a baseball savant.
From last to first.
Too bad they're going to get their ace kicked in the playoffs by the Cardinals.
Cardinals couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat.
Here we go. Here it starts.
Need an oar the way they swing a bat.
Mm.
And finally.
Best record.
Look at the audience. They're crying.
Yeah.
They're crying because it's over. Look at them.
I know.
Sad.
Yeah.
What's that cornhole guy doing?
Cornhole?
He's checking traffic.
Okay. Driving on 40.
Party.
What is Matthew McConaughey paranoid of? Is it escalators, elevators, revolving doors?
Oh, man, I'll go revolving doors.
Elevators.
I'm going with a revolving door, too.
He was stuck in a revolving door as a kid, and he never got over it. Revolving doors! I might give it all I think.
Dan, we're geniuses.
I know.
Well, somebody in this room is not as smart. Somebody's an idiot.
Strange phobia.
I don't think so.
Really?
I know.
I think a revolving door is a creepy thing.
There's a lot of people that don't like
or if to do that. Yeah, it's like a claustrophobic thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Even worse maybe than elevators. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, there's a stranger in the room. There's a stranger in the room who doesn't belong here.
Have you seen his new hairdo?
No. John, do you have a new hairdo? John Hadley apparently has a new hairdo. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. Mr. Clean.
Who loves you, baby?
He looks like Mr. Clean. He's coming up right after the show. I'm sure he'll tell you all about his haircut and the reason he decided to shave his head. Probably trying to look like me, like a lot of people. Let's talk a little bit about Life Care Center. Life Care Center is a transitional care facility. That means it's not a nursing home, not a hospital, not a conventional rehab place in the sense that you go and you leave and you come back and you leave and you go and you come three times a week. No, you stay there. You stay at Life Care Center. You're not going to be there forever. But I think a lot of people, once they temporarily move in there for their transitional care, wouldn't mind if they did, because you have some things at Life Care Center you don't even have at home. Do you have an executive chef at home? I don't think so. Well, unless you're really wealthy. A lot of rich people might have. Well, they do. His name's Roger Jameson. He's the executive chef at Life Care Center. So here's the deal. It's a beautiful facility. You've been in the hospital. You had a serious wound. You had pneumonia. You had a heart attack. Stroke. You need some care. Constant 24-hour supervision type care until you're ready to go home. That's transitional care. That's Life Care Center. Yes, there are other places that offer it. Go visit them all. I wish you would. And if you do, and then you look at Life Care Center, you know where you're going to go? Life Care Center of Florissant. I don't care where you live. This is not something you're going to do every week, every year, every decade, probably. So if you have to do it, go to the very best facility of all the ones you'll look at. And that's what your decision, I think, is going to be. Life Care Center, built in 2010, in Florissant, transitional care at its finest. Life Care Center of Florissant.
Well, we have some big problems at northbound 270 at Olive right now with an overturned car. And here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. He's airborne. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, we just flew over it about 2 minutes ago, and the right through lane is getting through, and then the two ramp lanes onto Olive are open. But boy, the car is laying on its side right now, and a lot of emergency vehicles there. You're backed up on northbound 270 approaching Highway 64. Southbound 270, drivers are slowing a little bit south of Page down through where this accident is, taking a look, and then they're opening up and from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. It's running slow. Looks like they've cleared the accident on northbound 270. Yeah, well, it looks like it's on the left shoulder, but traffic is getting through now. Northbound 270 just before 370, so there's no longer a backup there. And they also cleared the accident on eastbound 270 just after 170, and you're still slow from McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, we're looking at slow traffic still between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, and westbound 64, you're heavy from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone. For any time, choose from tons of 6-inch subs like the Black Forest Ham, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success, the best products, plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
McGraw Live in the Morning, in partnership with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, brings you stories from the largest, most experienced newsroom in the region. Hear it on the Big 550 and see it all on KTRS-TV at stltoday.com.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
I have 10 seconds to tell you how much we love all of you, and I really mean that. And to say, join us here tomorrow and have a great Tuesday evening, everybody, at 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He's staying in the race.